Scripture reading is Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 7. Now it shall be, if you diligently obey the Lord your God, being careful to do all His commandments which I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. All these blessings will come upon you and overtake you if you obey the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be in the offspring of your body and the produce of your ground and the offspring of your beast, the increase of your herd and the young of your flock. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord shall cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before you. They will come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. Amen.
사랑하는 성도 여러분, 전 세계 및 전국의 1만 여개 지교의 성도 여러분.
Dear brothers and sisters, members of over 10,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending their service on the internet worldwide, GCN viewing audiences. Through verses 1 and 2, we have looked into the three conditions to receive blessings. They are God's words and commandments, true obedience, and unchanging faith in the Word. When you have these three conditions, you have prepared the vessel for blessing. So I will continue to explain about this chapter on blessings, so please keep it in mind. And not only that, practice what you hear to prepare the vessel to receive the blessings. If you just say you worship in spirit and truth, but then later you don't even remember what you heard in the messages, please remember these messages, keep them in your mind, and really live the word you hear so that you can receive a lot of blessings. Into your prepared vessel, Father God will pour down blessing at the full measure. The first blessing is written in verse 3, which reads, "Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country." It means blessing comes upon the land or the area in which you live. No matter how unprivileged the conditions are, blessing will follow you wherever you are. Because God walks with you, your dwelling area will turn into the land of blessing, regardless of physical surroundings and environment. When I flew to India to hold a crusade, the most essential thing in that land was rain. And it rained. Also, during the crusade in Israel, rain came down when I prayed for it. They were so eagerly waiting for rain in Israel at that time. Even the press was talking about this drought. The Sea of Galilee was drying up. There were no rain. There was no rain for such a long time. But then when I went there and prayed for the rain, you know, in the eyes of so many press all over the world, it began to rain. And a week later, they asked me to pray once again because there was a little shortage of water. Then when I prayed again, it rained immediately, so all the drought was quenched. In the same way, if you come into this kind of dimension, blessing will come upon those who are with you too. We have many who are in the whole spirit now. So they are receiving the blessings, whether they come in or go out. So when they act with faith, you can act with faith confidently, and God will give you blessings. The following verse 4 says, "Blessed shall be the offspring of your body, and the produce of your ground, and the offspring of your beasts, the increase of your herd, and the young of your flock." This means blessing comes upon your children, your working place and business, and also upon all your possessions. If the parents go into spirit, The children will also receive blessings. The blessing will flow in the business, in your business and in your workplace and everywhere. If the parents are not leading a good life in faith, if they are committing sins, they always have problems in the family. Tests and trials, sometimes disasters or diseases, the children go astray. Most of the blame is to be put on the parents. Of course, sometimes the children commit sins, but fundamentally, if the parents were good in their faith, God wouldn't have let that happen. Because they will receive blessings whether they come in or go out. So if they are good in their faith, they will receive blessings. Children will receive blessings. But because they are not good in their faith, these problems come upon their children too, on their families. These same blessings came upon Abraham, who God had said would become the fountain of blessing. His son Isaac, who he got at the age of 100, received blessing, and his descendants have received blessing generation after generation. In Genesis 26:4, God said to Abraham, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of heaven, and will give your descendants all these lands, and by your descendants all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. God promised to multiply Abraham's descendants. The reason for these blessings is written in the following verse 5, which reads, Because Abraham obeyed me and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. So, it doesn't only apply to Abraham. It applies to you and me, to everybody. Because Abraham obeyed me. Why did Abraham receive these blessings? Because Abraham obeyed me, obeyed God, and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. So he lived by the word of God completely. That's why he received these blessings. If you have problems in family, hardships, look at that. Is there anybody who is really good in their faith? Is there anybody who is really spiritual, godly? If they are godly and spiritual, they will have peace in the family. You are witnessing it. If there is just a one man of spirit in the family, and suppose the parents are in spirit, then all the children will receive blessings, they will all prosper, and there won't be any tests or trials. Even if the tests are on their way, they will be able to avoid them. So because we have many men of spirit now, you can see that, clarify that through those families of spirit. This is also recorded in Exodus chapter 20, verse 6, which says, Showing loving kindness to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. God keeps his promise. To those who love me and keep my commandments, God shows his loving kindness to thousands. And I have received the same blessing from God. Since the moment I was called as a servant of God, I cut off all fleshly passions and dedicated everything I had for the kingdom of God. I committed everything to God, including not only my time and money, but also my children. What then has become of my children then? They all grew up beautifully in the truth, and now they are serving the Lord as pastors. Even though they have never been forced to, they dedicate themselves to God's kingdom and souls and are faithfully performing their God-given duties as pastors because they have faith and earnest hope for heaven. I've never forced or asked or told any of my children or my wife to become pastors. Of course, I desire for them to become pastors. But I don't know if they wanted to follow my desire or they just voluntarily made up their minds. I never asked, but I never said a word about it. Because they have their own free will. So the children, my children, the three daughters, they decided on their own. So when I heard about their decisions, I was really happy because they have the hope for eternal kingdom of heaven and they store up their rewards in heaven. And so it's much better than living in this filthy world. It's such a great blessing. So it's my joy and happiness. They've made great contributions to God's kingdom by fulfilling critical duties in the church. And they have also given great glory to God conducting crusades in many countries. There was an international event in Israel and they were invited too. So because they couldn't go, we just they wanted at least some word of greeting, so we wrote it. So this is the video greeting that we sent to them. So they played it. So they broadcast it like 3-4 times, the replays. So this is a real joy and point of thanksgiving to me, for I know very well about eternal heaven and heavenly rewards. This does not apply to me alone. Any of you who love God, keep His commandments, and are faithful to His kingdom is able to see the same blessing coming upon your children. Next, verse 4 says that blessed is the produce of your ground. If you obey the word of God, blessing will come upon your working place and business. In the world, things are said to be getting worse. More people say it's difficult to live rather than things are better. The government says the GDP is increasing. Now they say we have more than $20,000 GDP, but still more people say it's difficult. There are still many people are unemployed. But you Manmin members have faith, so that you neither worry nor grumble against the reality, but believe and rely on the Almighty God. Many of you say that when you obeyed in a difficult situation, your tithe increased, conditions of thanksgiving increased, and you continue to receive other blessings. Many give such testimonies. In case of branch churches, I know most of those who are receiving blessings from the branch churches too, if their tithe is more than $1,000 a month. I know most of them, even from branch churches. I don't visit them or anything, but how do I know? Because I see that they are preparing their vessels to receive blessings. They are diligently preparing their vessels. So when I watch them, they eventually receive blessings and they say their tithe is more than $2,000, $3,000, $5,000 a month. All of the country, if just one member receives blessing in a branch church, that whole church can be maintained. So the pastors have to lead the members to receive blessings. There's pastors in charge. They have to go into spirit and the members have to go into spirit and they receive blessings. Then soon they will have revival and they will not have any financial difficulties. In case of Muan Manmin Church, there is a deacon. He has been preparing his vessel to receive blessings every year, year after year. So he has been receiving blessings. And last week, I asked him how much tithe, and he said the $5,000. As a deacon in a branch church, and if he is giving $5,000 a month as tithe, branch church will not have any financial difficulties because he's not the only one who is giving offerings. It's the same for other branch churches too, because I know all those who are receiving blessings, because I know that they are preparing their vessels, and they receive blessings as they have prepared their vessel. It's the same in spirit. Those who are following and following me, they quickly go into spirit. The men's mission chairman of Daejeon Mamae Church has been following me for many years, and he's already in spirit, and his tithe is more than thousands of dollars. Also, there is another in Masan. Now, as a pastor, I don't have any other jobs or business. But prior to being called as a servant of God, I had experienced almost forcefully delivered blessings from God. From the moment I entered into spirit, I received blessings that were completely different from the past, so that in a few months I could pay off all the debts I had gotten during my 7-year sickness. So I had been sick for seven years, and I couldn't work. And I had to spend so much money on medication. And so Mrs. Lee was borrowing from her siblings, just if she went around her sibling, because she had eight more siblings, so to pay for my medicines. But she could do it only for a couple of times. She couldn't do it like 3 or 4 times. So she couldn't borrow anymore. So she would sell off. Later, she would bring some piece of gold or jewelry. So, and then, after that, she couldn't go anymore. She couldn't go to them any longer. So, anyway, she did that to pay for my medications. So I had a lot of debt, and after accepting the Lord, and we were working together, I was running a shop and she was also working, and the income for both of us, we could pay off only the interest because we had a lot of debt. We had to pay back the principal money, but we could pay off only the interest. But since I went into spirit, within us, couple of months, we paid off all my debt within a few months. And after opening of the church, God explained to me that I went into spirit after 3 years of trial. So I know even the day when I went into spirit, not even one day, it was exactly 3 years. So within a few months, I paid off all the debts. That is why I can confidently say to you that you will receive blessings if you go into spirit. At that time, there was no way for me to receive any blessings. But then, how did it happen? God opened the way for me to prepare the vessel. And from the day I went into spirit, God began to pour down blessings on me. So I watched the members. When they go into spirit, they receive blessings. The past newly elected pastors, their families are not rich or anything like that, but they, as soon as they go into spirit, all their difficulties begin to go away. And even the families that had a lot of debt, you know, their financial problems are being resolved so that they won't have any problems, but rather they can now even help others. So within a short period of time, I paid off all my debt. And since then, because I have been faithful to the works of God alone, God has taken care of both me and my family. and has given me overflowing blessings so that I could help others and do missionary works. God has been giving me so many blessings that I can boldly say that from among the multitude of pastors all over the world, I am the one who received the most blessing. There are so many pastors around the world, like millions and more than millions. Just in Korea, when I was opening the church, there were 50,000 pastors in South Korea alone. There must be more now. And among so many pastors around the world, I am confident that I received the greatest blessings. Of course, I offered most of the blessings for the kingdom of God and the souls. Next, verse 4 says, "Blessed shall be the offspring of your beasts, the increase of your herd and the young of your flock," means we will receive blessings in our possessions. We can see this very well from Jacob's case. Jacob went to his uncle Laban's house empty-handed, and even after 20 years of service to his uncle, he was still empty-handed. But when he left there, according to God's providence, he became exceedingly prosperous and had large flocks, herds of camels and donkeys, and both female and male servants. It is because Jacob gained wisdom by the work of God, and he had taken possession of good livestock from among all the livestock he was shepherding. God also protected his possessions from decreasing. You know, there are many thieves. You know, some steal the flock from among the flock, and so God protected them from the thieves, and God protected the herd so that they wouldn't get any diseases. When God gives you blessing, there will be no loss from among your possessions, and you gain abundant harvests. Look at my family members. Since we accepted God, for the last 40 years, we have never been to hospital, we have never taken any medicine or injections, so we didn't have to waste any money on health problems. Because God protected us all the time. Just this thing, one thing alone is such a great blessing. So do we have to worry about our living expenses? God has always prepared everything. Among you, those who are farming or doing a dairy farming may have experienced the same thing. When a contagious animal epidemic swept across the whole nation, God protected you and there was no loss from your positions. You are protected from foot and mouth disease, and your bees were also protected. You relied on God and farmed by faith in Him so that God blessed you to bear much better fruits. Also, your rice, cabbages, and pepper, chili peppers, and apples were protected with sweet water. So they couldn't give a lot of sweet water, so they just mixed it with ordinary water, and they received so much a blessing, so much harvest. This kind of blessing has been given to you simply because you are in the flock of Manmin and in the space of the shepherd. How much more amazing blessings will be given to you when you have a proper vessel for receiving blessings. I pray in the name of the Lord that God's blessing may abound in your children, working place, business, and all your possessions. Even newcomers in the church, many of them are receiving blessings. It's not been such a long time since they came to this church, and they just live by the word of God, and they begin to receive blessings. Elders and men's mission members, you don't have to be disappointed. Even from now, listen to the word in spirit and truth. It's the same for everybody. Just worship in spirit and in truth. And I've been watching, and not many of you are worshiping in spirit and truth. That's why you couldn't even be on the rock of faith. You just hear in the worship service and you just forget. And if you worship in spirit and truth, you will remember it, keep it in your heart, and practice it so that you can bear the fruits, which means your faith will increase and you will receive blessings. But you just hear it and forget about it. For such a long time, you've been doing this. That's why before the measurements of faith was given, there were very few who are even on the rock of faith. Even leaders, you wasted so much time for such a long time. But if you worshipped in spirit and truth, it wouldn't have been that way. But now, you try not to miss even a single word, and you listen very carefully. You really pay attention. And even though I don't ask you to pay attention, you are paying attention here. You are watching me. And even the students and even other sanctuaries too, they try to worship. You try to worship in spirit and truth. If you have done the same in the past too, more of you would have been on the rock of faith and in spirit, same with others. But to my regret, you wasted a lot of time. So from now, I believe you will be different. So I told you that it is a sin leading to death. You know, I explained about sins leading to death, but you are fearlessly committing sins leading to death. So verse 5 says, blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. And this means your possessions will overflow and you will also abound in food. In Genesis 14:15, we can find that when Abram heard that his nephew Lot had been taken captive, he led 318 of his trained men out, men born in his house, to rescue him and his household. So Abraham was such a rich person. He had 318 men trained in his household. In case of a Goryeo dynasty, there were some soldiers belonging to family. When they had some meritorious services to the country, the government gave them some land as a gift, so as they have harvest. So they raised some soldiers raised in the household. So they protect the household. You know, when we had three kingdoms in Korea. And the more soldiers they had, you know, they were stronger. Some of them had like 1,000 soldiers. So even the country wouldn't be able to deal with them easily. But if they were strong enough, even the kings wouldn't we'd have to be careful. So because they have this land given by the government, so they raise these soldiers within the household. So that is their power, social power also. Abraham, he became rich all by himself, and he had 318 men of his own household. In the process of saving his nephew Lot, he got many spoils of war too. The king of Sodom was thankful for the return of his people from captivity and said to Abraham, "Give the people to me and take the goods for yourself." But Abram flatly refused, saying, "I will not take a thread or a sandal thong or anything that is yours, for fear you'd say, 'I have made Abram rich.'" It is because he only wanted the blessings from God. So what kind of thoughts did you have listening to this? Oh, if any of your relatives gave you, you enjoy, you like it so much, saying, "Oh, you received the blessings." Of course, there are some people who can receive that way, but in many other cases, it's not really blessing. The same thing occurred to me when I accepted the Lord. I was preparing to open a bookstore in Kumodo, and my brothers and sisters strongly dissuaded me from doing it. Not my elder brother who is living in Gwangju, but the brothers and sisters mean who are living near here. So my brother and my elder sister, they try to stop me. Instead, they told me they would help me run another kind of shop. But I rejected all their proposals. I had a lot of debt at that time. Even then, I refused their help. The reason was that I knew God would surely give me blessing. So if I received help from my brothers and sisters, how would I be able to give glory to God? And how could I say I became wealthy by the blessing of God? That's what I thought. On the other hand, they might have been able to say, you became rich because we helped you. You've become wealthy today because I allowed you to run this shop. So that's why I did not receive any help from them. And when I opened this church in Shindaebangdong, right behind that church was a land belonging to my elder sister. A big piece of land. She said that she'd give it to me. But I didn't receive it. Only if it was the will of God, I received any gift from others. At last, I opened a bookstore with only a few hundreds of dollars. So the shop was not good, was not in a good shape. It was such a small shop. And how could I receive such a great blessing in that kind of place? It was all by the providence of God. It is all the work of God. So I began practically with nothing, but I received blessing and I was giving the most amount of tithe in the church I was attending. So I was never number two in the tithe. And since I opened the church, I have always been number one in tithe, construction offering, thanksgiving offering, total number one. So I've always been number one, and I always tell you, I want you to receive blessings and become number one. And there are some of you who are preparing, who are in the process, who are receiving great blessings now. So because I didn't have money, it was such a small shop, and just I had to buy some books for some little amount. So everything was a blessing. The rent was very little. And after signing the contract, another person came and right away, I'll give you the double of this price, so please give me this location. And that amount was a big enough amount to buy a house. And it was a location given by God, so I refused that offer. And from that place, God gave me the calling to be a servant. So anyway, I could pay off all debts and give glory to God. Brothers and sisters, I have seldom bought my clothing or dined out, but God always knew my needs and provided me with them by moving the hearts of people. Of course, now I have a lot of clothes and everything else, but several years ago, I stopped you members from trying to give me any clothes or ties or anything, but I don't try to stop you any longer because you want so much. You want to give to me so much. And nowadays, sometimes you say, oh, you eat the 짜장면, which is the cheapest dish. You save. And please do not pray. When you pray in such a way. But it was a long time ago. It was a long, long time ago. The situations are different now. It's not that I don't have to, if I cannot even afford to eat 짜장면, it's not supposed to be that way. But anyway, so God moves the heart of the people and provided me with so many things. So actually I don't need cash. I don't need any money. So I don't have a credit card. I don't even know how to use it. In fact, this kind of blessing belongs to the promise of God made to me when He called me as His servant. When I was running a bookstore, God told me to leave the store to my wife and serve Him, saying to me, so this is when I received the calling to be a servant of God. So He told me at that time, if you obey, your rice container will never be empty, and your cash box will always be full. I was running a shop, and Mrs. Lee was working too, so we were barely paying off the interest with the income of both of us. And God said, you told me that Mrs. Lee, my wife, had to take care of the shop and I had to prepare myself spiritually. And God would bless us even more greatly so that there'll be more income, so that our rice container will never be empty and cash box will overflow with the money. So because I was really not in good situation. It was really hard to believe, but I just believed everything. And so Mrs. Lee came to take care of the shop, and I got another room for myself to prepare to learn the Word of God and pray. And I'm impatient in that kind of thing. You know, whenever there is a word of God, I just obey it right away. And when God told me to fast for 40 days, I just began immediately. Later, I heard that to begin a 40-day fast, you have to control your diet and you need to prepare with prayers. But I just started immediately. So when God said something, I just obeyed right away without any hesitation. That was a really unexpected word, but I obeyed relying on His word. From that time on, God never let me go through any financial difficulty, not even once. Of course, you know that I am always concerned about money. It's not about me personally or about my family. Me personally or for my family, God always gives me abundantly. But my concerns for money is for the kingdom of God and for the church. For overseas missionaries in Israel, for charity work, and also translation fees. There are so many things. Because I am taking care of a big portion of the church finance, God fills me through the members, through from other countries, from branch churches, and that is why there are people who are moved by the Spirit to make offerings to me. So they prepare their vessels, so they are receiving blessings. Now they receive my prayer for blessings. So they are becoming increasingly richer and richer. We have so many elders in the main church, and if they had this kind of faith, they would have received so much blessing. In other branch churches, it's not that they were giving because they had. They were giving only with faith, and they were receiving more and more and more blessings. So even when I am not in the church, I've been taking care of the church finance, a big portion, so that's why the church didn't have so much trouble. But it's not easy at all. It's really painstaking. Sometimes I come down after a couple of months. And there are so many things that the church has to pay for. And the father works in a short time as if he had been planning for this moment. From many other countries, the money comes in, and as if they knew I was coming down at this moment, because their God is moving their heart. So I collect offerings for 1 week so that I can pay for a lot of things for the church. And then I go back up to the mountain. You have to experience this helping hand of God so that it'll be fun to lead a life in faith. Just as God provided His people with manna and quail and let water gush out from a rock in the wilderness, He will also feed and clothe you and provide you with everything necessary so that you may lack in nothing. Verse 6 says, blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. It means wherever you are, blessing comes and you are prosperous in everything. The Bible talks about people who received blessing and prospered wherever they were because God was with them. Abraham was one of them. God walked with Abraham and also blessed the people who are with Abraham. In Genesis 12:3, God promised Abraham, saying, and I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse. Abraham is the father of faith, and God loved him so much. So, I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse. You have to understand this point. Since the opening of the church, you have been seeing this, but you just ignored all those things, and that is why so many of you are diseased. Since the opening of the church, God has been with me with so many signs and wonders. Even since the opening of the church, I revived 3 people. 4 people who were gas poisoned. And I drove away typhoons. In reminiscence, in Philippines, there were 2 big typhoons. And it was also broadcast in the press conference. They were asking me, how could you have outdoor event? But inside, we cannot hold so many people, only some tens of thousands. But in a big park, we can have hundreds of thousands. But at that time, it was a rainy season. And Philippines, they always had typhoons at that time, of the year. So they were all surprised that we were going to have an outdoor event. And they thought we were foolish. So I spoke in the press conference. They were asking me, how can you have an outdoor crusade while 2 typhoons are coming as of now? And I said, don't worry, you know, typhoons belong to God. So God can change the course, or He can just make it disappear. So we don't have to worry. You don't have to worry about typhoons. And it was done as I said. One changed its course to Taiwan, and the other died out. So, how surprised the press was. I boldly, confidently promised, and it was done as I promised. So we had many church members in the Philippines. And there was a person who was dying, who was already stiff. But when I prayed for him, he revived, and we had the rainbow. I was preaching at 9, and when I mentioned the word rainbow in the contents of the sermon, I had to mention the word rainbow. So when I talked about the rainbow, right away, even at night, there was this rainbow around the moon. And God guarantees this servant in this way. And I didn't drive away typhoons just once or twice. I stopped the rain so many times. And in the church, when there are difficulties in the church, there are even some Gentiles, anybody who helped me, they receive the blessings quickly. They get promoted, and they go to a better job. But those who were acting evil towards us, they get demoted. And those who helped us, even though they were not our members, those who helped us, they get promoted and they receive blessings. So it is done as the Bible says. So God will bless those who bless Abraham. So because they cursed me, they judged me and condemned me, and they cannot help but receive the retribution. Even though I pray to God to help them, the curse cannot be lifted easily. This Abraham was considered so noble wherever he went that even the king of a kingdom could not treat him rashly. Of course, the king at that time was a king of a small kingdom. But anyway, he was treated thus blessing comes upon you wherever you are, and your blessing comes to those who are with you, to those who bless you, and to those whom you bless. This is what verse 6 means, which says, blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. During my past pastoral ministry, I have continually heard such testimonies. God's blessing working through me is given to so many people too, from other countries, branch churches, main church. Through my prayer, their problems were resolved, their diseases were healed, blessing came upon their businesses and workplaces, they came to have the faith to receive salvation, and they turned away from sins. With such experiences, they gave glory to God. Why could such works happen through me? I will continue with this from the next session. Just today, we have two interesting cases. After the Friday night service, as I was going back in my car, I was touching the hands of the members and Heavenly Dance Team, Hemi Ma, sister, I touched her hand, and right after that, she said, now I have a double-edged eyelid. And the moment I touched her hand, I was convinced in my heart that she would get this double-edged eyelid. And she didn't have it. And how? She had to put some extra eyelids when she was putting on a makeup. So I asked her father, and he confirmed it. So they earned money because it costs like $1,500. And sometimes it is rather, you look like more aggressive. But this double-edged dialect made by God, it is very pretty. Those who are, have this double-edged dialect with Muan sweet water, they are really pretty. And it is not done by Muan sweet water, but by touching my hands. And it is really good. Because it's made by the Almighty God. It is the greatest meaning is that the Almighty God made that for her. And many of you would want this kind of a double-edged dialect. But if you have good faith, you will get it. But because you can't, you go to the world and get a cosmetic surgery. Another case, the other case is the week before, after Friday Olay service, I said those who are sick, because you have, even though it is terminal disease, if the family members come, God will work, the family members have to pray together, repent together. So after hearing that, there was a family who came before me, and even the parents. Actually, the father is not a believer, and even that father came. And that same family, all of them came to me, came before me today too. And the father says he will attend church now. As they obeyed, this person got better. Recovered, began to recover since last week. The pains went away and he couldn't walk properly and now he can walk. He's strengthened in his legs and the pain is going away and he's recovering very quickly. So obedience is better than sacrifice. So if you just obey, you receive blessings. If you really love your children, how can the parents not come to church? They have to live by the Word of God, they have to repent of what they have to repent. And dear brothers and sisters, especially men's mission members and elders, please listen to these messages carefully. Keep them in your mind. Learn them. And remember even these the parables or allegories or examples, and just keep them in, keep all of them in your mind. And apply them to your life. And soon, you will receive blessings. Because the Word of God is never wrong. I know 100% so very well that God's Word is never wrong. And that is why I confidently preach. I will not say, oh, it can be done. I don't say that. It will be done. If you believe, it will be done. If you believe, you can receive blessings. I don't say that. If you believe, you receive blessings, definitely. Let us pray together, thinking about the message. Hallelujah, Father God, thank you. Let this message become life and faith. Father, let it be life and faith. The Word of God, according to the Word of God, we receive blessings when we follow the Word of God. Father, thank you. Let the members worship in spirit and truth. Let them not just come and go, but let their hearts be in here and let their hearts be with you, Father, so that they will keep the message, keep they hear in their heart. Some of them, even though they have been Christians for a long time, they don't even receive blessings. But now let them receive blessings and give glory to God. Father, thank you. Lay your hands on the infirmities. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, enemy, devil, and Satan, all darkness go away, light come. All the infirmities go away, light come. Daniel wrote, Pastor Daniel Rosen of Israel will conduct a seminar under the title Sanctification in Cyprus from May 18th to 20th. Be with him. Bless them. Dr. Annalise Yu of USA has skin disease and is forgetfulness. Heal him and let him pass the oral emergency medicine board exam. Let his family be evangelized. And Anikbo Eukarya of USA, clean all her virus out of her blood and bring her back, husband back to her and bless her to have a baby. Let her be successful in their school to let her pass all the exams. Namjil Ma Suren of Mongolia, let her mother's back pain go away. Liu Hongxia, liver problem, be healed. Liu Aijun, inflammation in the neck, be healed. Zhang Owen, convulsions and loss of appetite, be healed. Father, give him appetite. Jin Xin, short-sightedness, be healed. Let him see well. Jin Da Chang, trouble in the neck and nose, be healed. Wang Li, eczema, be healed. Let her husband, Zhang Junqing, be healed of a cervical disc, herniated disc. Liu Shijin, let her daughter-in-law give birth to a child and let one of the twin babies be changed into a girl. Be changed. Light come. Hong Jung-suk, artifacts of a cerebral apoplexy, be healed. Diabetes and high blood pressure go away. Qin Wei Mei, back pain go away. Dong Jin Di, athlete's foot go away. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Do Rong Zhou, let him pass the exam for civil worker. Jason Ok, ringing in the ear, be healed. Let her heal well. Let her also recover her eyesight. Cho Chi Feng, heart disease, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Wei Xu Fang, skin disease, be healed. Zhang Jin Chu, artifacts of surgery in the stomach, be healed. Zhao Tang Wu, depression, go away, light come. Jin De Yan, shoulder pain, go away. Fan Xue Wei, athlete's foot, go away. Let her daughters, gastritis, go away. Dong Jian Qing, let her daughter's cataract go away. Wang Juan Feng, ulcer in the mouth, go away. Liu Yang, epilepsy, go away. Yang Ying, let her get into good high school and let her grow up in height. To Zhou Ya Chung, get into a good college. Father, give them spiritual and physical health. From head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them in the fire of the Holy Spirit. All the internal organs, make them healthy. Skin diseases, go away. Light, come. Be cleansed. Father, let all cleanse all the skin diseases too. All the skin diseases go away from all of the body. Light, come. High and low blood pressure, diabetes, go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father, thank you. Protect them throughout this week and protect all the church vehicles, church members' vehicles, and let them make no mistakes. Lord, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.